Fires deep, middle of the field, intercepted. An incredible pick by Patrick Peterson.
Welcome to Arizona Cardinals Underground, presented by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown, Arizona!
The latest news and notes from the guys who cover the team.
Oh, baby! They can't block Calais Campbell.
Steps up, throws left side end zone. Roberts caught it!
No way!
Touchdown, Cardinals!
From Cardinals headquarters in Tempe.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
This is football at its finest.
Here's Darren Urban.
Here we are with another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com. I'm Darren Urban alongside Ron Wolfley. It's Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving.
What do you have to give thanks for right now?
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started. I am so thankful for so many things in my life. Thank you, Lord God. Having said that, let me just say I am also thankful that we are 7-4. The Arizona Cardinals are 7-4. And what an impressive victory it was over the Indianapolis Colts last week.
I don't think there's any question that, being around this, and we kind of touched on this in last week's podcast about being around a team that's winning, and it just changes the vibe of everything. But, you know, we were kind of talking about this before we even started, Wolf, and you had mentioned, I mean, look, I know Darnell Dockett got his dander up a little bit talking about how come every time we win, it's always about the other team and what the other team isn't doing or how bad the other team is, and we need to get some credit. And I agree with him to a certain point, but it did mean something to not only beat the Colts, who were leading their division handily, but beat them so soundly in so many different areas. And I think this team would relish meeting any other team in the league right now and getting a chance to play against them at this moment the way they're playing.
Absolutely, D. Look, there's no doubt about it. This was not Atlanta, sorry. No offense to the Falcons, because we've been there. Let's raise our hand. Hey, we have been there, right? We are not casting stones. We have been there. This is not Houston. This was not Jacksonville. This was a good football team in the Indianapolis Colts. And I think the thing, more than anything else, that I was more impressed with in last week's game was just the way the Cardinals kept consistently bringing the intensity level to the field. You know, it's one thing to go out there. It's an emotional game, right? B.A. facing the Colts, the guys in the locker room, they like Bruce Arians. They want to go out. They want to play well for their coach, right? And we knew there was going to be an awful lot of emotion, even from the Colts players as well. You know, reaching out to B.A. before the game, Andrew Luck, and there's his coach, Bruce. And you never forget your first coach, right? Your rookie coach, he was the offensive coordinator. Worked closely, obviously, with Andrew. And now all of a sudden you're playing this game. And to come out and start the game the way that the Cardinals did, I was so impressed with their intensity early in this game. But I was even more impressed that they came out in the second half, because I'm thinking, okay, we all know the Colts are a second-half team, right? You better be ready to go in the second half. You better be able to generate that intensity. And when you're killing them going in at the half, it's hard to do that. Human nature says, oh, man, you know what? I think we all know what's happening here, guys. What do you say? Yeah, coach is going to come in. He's going to say, be careful. They're a second-half team. Rah, rah, rah. Hit him high, hit him low. Fight, 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 fight. Right? That's what coach is going to say. But I think we all know what's happening here. We're killing them. It's so easy to take your foot off the gas. And the fact that the Cardinals came out and started the second half the way that they did, by turning the ball over on downs, turning the ball over from the Colts on downs with their first possession, and then following that up with an 11-play, 64-yard drive for a touchdown, that cemented the deal. And to keep that intensity up, I was so impressed. That's what good football teams do.
Something else good football teams do right now is they have some balance on offense and they're effective on offense. And let's face it, this team has been looking for consistency on offense almost all season. And this game seemed to showcase a corner turned, Wolf. It seemed like a little bit. Their first two touchdown drives We've talked all year about having troubles on third downs. Their first two touchdown drives, they didn't even face a third down. They were generating that much yardage. They were scoring points. If it wasn't for the blocked field goal, they would have really been on a roll early on. And I know Bruce Arians was talking about, we still left points on the board, and you can always say that, especially getting in deep into the red zone like they did. But offensively, this team finally looks like it has a unit that, quite frankly, matches what the defense can bring to the table, and that's what makes this team dangerous at this point.
Yeah, gee, absolutely. This was Carson Palmer's best game, by far, in a way. The throws he made, D, in this game. Let's start with the fade to Fitz on the opening possession. What a great throw on the fade to Larry Fitzgerald. How about the corner throw to Larry Fitzgerald where they had the safety over the top?
And he was getting crushed.
And man cover underneath. And he pulled the ball down. He pumped it once, pulled it down, got crushed as he was throwing that ball on the corner route and delivered it right on the money. The throws to Michael Floyd, which one do you want? The seam route? You want the nine route? How about the throw to Andre Roberts? Rob Housler down the seam? Over and over and over again, Carson Palmer executed the chunk throws that BA likes so much. And I don't want to give just the credit to Carson Palmer here, because even though the offensive line gave up three sacks in this game, you didn't say to yourself, no. Oh, this guy, he's under pressure.
Yeah.
He's under so much duress. Poor Carson. You never had that feeling. Andrew Luck was the guy that was under the gun. Even though the Cards only got to him once, only one sack statistically, you watch that game. It was Andrew Luck that was under duress. It was not Carson Palmer. And I think the offense just came together, certainly. And anytime you put a 40 burger on the board, you've done your job. And they certainly did on Sunday.
You mentioned that the pressure wasn't constant, even though it got sacked twice. And that's what I noticed it most. Again, no one's going to be putting this offensive line up for a Hall of Fame bid at this point. But they gave him time. They gave him enough time. And the other thing I noticed too was, and this is probably going towards Carson Palmer getting more comfortable in the offense and where his receivers are going to be, I thought the times he did face a little bit of pressure, I thought he looked more comfortable moving around and still keeping his eyes down the field this game than all season. And it doesn't hurt when you finally have a guy who's in there for half the running plays in Rashard Mendenhall looking like the guy that everybody thought he might be coming into this season instead of the kind of the gimpy guy that we've seen. I mean, that screen pass or the swing pass he took earlier in the game that he took for 24 yards, I was like, where did that guy come from? He flew down the sideline.
Oh, my goodness. Rashard Mendenhall. What have you done with Rashard Mendenhall? Who are you and what have you done with? Honestly, he looked like a different running back.
Correct. Absolutely.
And to some degree, I would say that Rashard has looked that way through the first half of the season to some degree, kind of up and down. And you'd see it even in a game. You'd see him on one play look like, oh, my goodness, this guy's got explosiveness. And then on another play, you would say, wow, he looked a little torpid there, a little sluggish. And there's no doubt about it. He hit the Jets like three times in this game, bounced a couple of runs to the outside and got great yardage out of it. He looked as good as I've seen him since he came in the league. It was night and day. And you know what? You got to credit Bruce Arians, because B.A. has stuck with Rashard Mendenhall. And there's a lot of people, and you know this, D.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure all the message boards, I am sure the emails you're receiving, I'm sure that there's been a lot of people out there that said, what are you doing? Why are you run to Andre Ellington, give him the ball 25 times, and if you're going to use another back, use Stephon Taylor, right?
Yep.
B.A. has stuck with Rashard Mendenhall for whatever reason. And if, in fact, this is the back we're going to see the rest of the way, wow.
Well, you mentioned sticking. I mean, the last two guys we talked about. There were calls early in the season to put Carson Palmer on the bench for Drew Stanton.
Absolutely.
And look what we're facing right now. And this running game, if Mendenhall plays like that, Andre Ellington still was showing all his shifty goodness out there, that that 17-yard run on the that I have no idea how he got away from, and he's just looked so good. And the last guy I want to touch on offensively, you know, it was nice to see Fitz have a couple touchdowns. Michael Floyd, the level he's playing at, not only going and getting the ball down the field, but he's getting more. Everybody wants to talk about yards after catch. What about yards as defenders are hanging on you that you're getting? I mean, is that a statistic? Because I'm beginning to wonder if it should for Michael Floyd.
You know what? These are the plays that he was making at Notre Dame. When you watch Michael Floyd now, especially over the last 2 weeks, it's easy to see that. But coming into this season, Michael Floyd represented the most interesting guy on the offense to me. And it was because of what I saw over the last six games of his rookie year. You could see him growing over his last six games. And he and Rob Housler, I would say, last year, over the last half of the season, really started to make a couple of plays. Not to the degree that we've seen Michael Floyd make plays here this year, but he certainly was getting better. And I was watching him in training camp, and from the very first day of training camp to the end of training camp, I thought Michael Floyd was the most improved player on the team. And you can just see it steady, little by little. Michael Floyd is getting better. And I was talking to some of the front office personnel, some of the scouts for the Arizona Cardinals, and they were saying, these are the plays that we saw him make at Notre Dame. And we're starting to see him make those same plays here. Going up and getting contested balls. Coming back to the quarterback. Working his way back. Making a tap him up catch on the sideline. Going up and making plays on the ball while it was in the air. Running the ball with a dark heart and a painted face after he catches it. Well, now we have seen that out of Michael Floyd, in particular the last 2 weeks, and there is nothing. There is no offense. You can take Larry, you can move him to Z, you can move him to Y, you can move him to W, you can move him to A, B, C. I don't care where you want to lay. There is nothing that will help this offense in general, and Larry Fitzgerald specifically, more than Michael Floyd and the ascension of Michael Floyd lining up, getting off the press, getting down the field, and making plays. Because then the other defensive coordinator is going to strap on the diaper and he's going to say, look out for Michael Floyd. And we can't spend all our time trying to shut down Larry Fitzgerald when we got Floyd over here burning us. You can't do it. It's just a huge dynamic, and Michael Floyd is going to impact the rest of this season and whether or not the Cardinals get into the postseason by his play and his production. You tell me Michael Floyd produces, and I'll tell you Larry Fitzgerald is going to continue to catch touchdown passes.
It's nice, as I mentioned before, to have an offense that's matching up what this defense is producing. You know, Todd Bowles caught so much flack last year in Philadelphia at the end of a lost season for that entire franchise, and now he goes back to Philadelphia this week, king of the hill in a lot of ways. And now he'll never say it. He's so dismissive of any credit you want to give him. He wants to talk about the players, and the players obviously have a huge part in this, but this defense is making all the right calls. Todd Bowles is making all the right adjustments. This defense is doing all the right things, and this defense is why this team is in the right place. And it's hard not to think that this defense will not keep this team in the playoff race till the very end.
Just knock it off, right? I mean, this defense right now, what in the world are you becoming? I think immediately of the guys playing in the box, the front seven. And Dan Williams is a guy that needs to get credit yes. for the player he's becoming. And guess who has helped him become that player? Alameda Ta'amu.
Yeah.
These two guys, first of all, not only do you have somebody that is pushing your skill set, and when I say your skill set, I'm talking about Dan Williams lining that can of his up and not being able to move it. He is the one guy on the defensive line where you're going to have a hard time moving him if he's motivated and ready to go. And there's nothing that will motivate you like having another guy behind you that has a can that's might be even bigger than your can and is just as difficult to move. Those two guys, iron sharpens iron. And those two guys have been the difference. It starts there. They truly are the tip of the spear. When you talk about playing a 3-4 defense, you are talking about your nose guard being the ultimate tip of the spear when it comes to shutting down the other team's running game. And everyone else has fallen in line. Darnell Dockett is playing excellent. Calais Campbell. We know Calais Campbell may be having a Pro Bowl season quietly, but he's having that Pro Bowl season again. And then you look at the inside linebacker play with Carlos Dansby and Darrell Washington.
Yes, absolutely.
And over and over and over again, it all starts with the front seven for the Arizona Cardinals making plays and shutting down the other team's ability to run the football. That is the biggest difference from year to year.
You know, and that's a great point leading into the final point here on Cardinals on the Ground on EasyCardinals.com, which is now you're playing an Eagles team that, you know, Chip Kelly, we go up tempo and you're thinking throwing the ball, and Nick Foles has got 16 touchdown passes and no interceptions. But this team starts with Shady McCoy and running the football, and they're the best running team in the league right now. And that's the Cardinals' strength, and that's the Eagles' strength. And then there'll be a lot said from this game this weekend of how the Cardinals can slow down McCoy in this running game.
Yeah, and right now, you know, they have been up to the task. Some other teams that they have faced, they have shut them down. I think of Indianapolis. I go back to Indianapolis. You don't think, oh, you know what, they're a great running team. Trent Richardson's averaging 2.8 yards per carry. Yeah, but as a team, they are. They were number 14 in rushing yards per game. But guess what? They were top 10 in yards per carry with Donald Brown shut down. Donald Brown was not a factor in this game. Trent Richardson was not a factor in this game. And that's important. And it's important because the Colts were a balanced team. They want Andrew Luck in a three-dimensional offense. That's part of their power, is being in a three-dimensional offense. They don't want Andrew Luck being in a one-dimensional offense. They use play action. Well, guess what? If you're able to shut down the run the way the Cardinals were able to shut it down and make Andrew Luck one-dimensional, he's not nearly as effective. And it's one of the reasons why the Cardinals gave up 11 points against a team that is headed to the playoffs with a young quarterback that is as good as you could possibly want out of a second-year player. It all starts with that, the ability to do it. Now, will it be put to a new kind of test in Philadelphia on the road? Absolutely. Do I think they're up to the task? You better believe it. I think they're going to shut it down. And now we'll see how well Nick Foles is able to play in a one-dimensional offense. We'll see.
It'll be interesting because the Eagles have won three in a row, but let's face it, they're not in the toughest division. And there's for even some of their wins, they've been able to get leads, and then they don't really build on it. And then teams have been rallied a little bit, and it's gotten closer at the end. And you know, I'm very interested to see how this comes together.
Huge game, Dave.
And it is. Because
just a huge game.
For both of these teams, if you lose, you're putting yourself in a bad position. The Eagles may be a little less so because that division is so bad that they might still be able to rally and win it. But both these teams don't have the kind of record where they can really afford too many more losses, if any, especially the Cardinals.
No doubt about it, man. This is playoff football right now. And you listen to Bruce Arians. BA is not afraid to say the P word. He is not afraid to talk about the playoffs. And as we've heard in the past, he says we're in the playoffs right now. And he wants his guys thinking that way, that these are the play. Every game now is critical to this team and the success of this team. So I love the fact that he challenges his players to be able to focus. Yeah, you've got to take it one game at a time. But understand right now, you're training these guys to deal with the pressure of saying, we're in the playoffs right now. And guess what? If the season were to end today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs because of San Francisco and their victory over the Washington Redskins on Monday night.
Well, as we wrap this up, I just want to make sure, Wolf, that whatever you do on Thanksgiving, let's not have any tryptophan problems. I want to make sure you make the flight on Friday.
There's going to be tryptophan problems.
Before we go out to Philadelphia.
Bank on that, okay? There's going to be a lot of tryptophan.
All right, well, get it out of your system at least before Sunday, because you got to bring the heat when you're calling this game, because there's a lot on the riding.
Well, let's
on
see, Philly cheesesteaks. I don't have tryptophan in that.
There, you got that going
okay,
for you.
Okay, good.
For Ron Wolfley, I'm Darren Urban. This has been another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com.